was a little kid, I actually thought, surely by the end of the 70s, we'll see the phasing out of internal combustion engines. And I continue to be a little bit, perhaps overly optimistic about how well and how quickly the human race can get the message and make the appropriate adjustments to what is becoming increasingly and increasingly, obviously, an unsustainable infrastructure that is doing damage to all life. This has become overwhelming. I remember when the scientists were really in a debate about global warming. Well, the debate has pretty much been silenced, and many of the climatologists, atmospheric scientists, meteorologists, oceanographers who were gathering enormous amount of data have been really shocked by the severity of the damage to the biosphere that we have already wreaked upon our planet, such that it's kind of mind-blowing and how little of the accurate message of what is known at the leading edge of science actually gets out to the human race. How much the media is preventing humanity from having the right accurate information which is necessary for an appropriate response to the situation. The biospheric crisis provides a profound challenge to all of us. I think it actually also can create the common ground whereby we can go forward, because the crisis brings all of humanity into a common realization that we are all together in this lifeboat, planet Earth, which is our life support system, the Gaian being.